Chapter 1. Deaf Ears Opening. Jesus, I want to see the deaf hear tonight. This is a prayer I have prayed many times, but this evening in Brazil, it seemed to carry a special weight. I was reminded of Isaiah chapter 35, verse 5, the scripture that says, "Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped." We'd seen the blind see on that trip, but my heart was yearning to see the deaf hear too. I wanted to put Jesus on display by doing the ministry he called every believer to do, and that includes healing the deaf. A month previously, I had been ministering at a church in the United States when a young girl asked for prayer. She had been born without any ear at all on one side. It had been folded in on itself, and there was no shape of an outer ear, and apparently, none of the structures inside the ear that allow hearing to take place. Plastic surgeons had created an outer ear for her, but it was purely cosmetic. She had undergone surgery to help her doctors determine if hearing would be possible through a medical hearing device. The outlook was dismal, outside of supernatural healing. As I began to pray for this girl, I could feel a spirit of unbelief settle all around me. I could feel it trying to creep up inside me to keep me from praying. I could feel it coming from the demonic forces that know a seed of unbelief can squelch out the conviction that Jesus still heals today and uses everyday people like you and me to do it. It would have been so easy to launch into the "sometimes we don't see healing happen and sometimes Jesus heals gradually" speech. But instead, I prayed for her. I prayed a quick, short prayer of command, telling the malformed ear to hear. I prayed again and again. Each time I prayed, I asked the girl to test out her ear and see if she noticed any difference. Gradually, she started hearing faint sounds, then louder sounds. Within moments, she could hear fully on both sides. She wept as she covered her good ear, and others whispered into the opposite ear, which had lacked the necessary structures for hearing anything. She wept again as she held a phone up and had a conversation through an ear that had been impossible to hear through. That evening in Brazil, as I prayed, "Jesus, I want to see the deaf hear tonight," I recalled that girl's face from a month earlier, beaming in the wonder of God's goodness. I had been in Brazil for a couple of weeks, ministering with my good friend Blaine Cook, and we had joined up with Randy Clark and his Global Awakening ministry trip to Brazil. That evening it was Blaine's turn to speak, and I would be part of the ministry team. I had seen God do amazing things on this trip. There had been tremendous healings and outpouring of God's power, but I had yet to see the deaf hear. As we pulled up to the church in our bus, the prayer rose inside me again. I want to see the deaf hear tonight. When I walked into the building, I noticed a section reserved for the deaf ministry, something I had not seen at all in my weeks in Brazil. My faith skyrocketed. I knew that it was not just my prayer I had been praying, it was the Lord giving me faith. He was showing me what he wanted to do that evening. He wanted to heal the deaf. At the end of the service, I began ministering to people, but I was struggling because of the language barrier. I don't speak Portuguese, and not many people spoke English. A woman named Anna approached me. "Do you need help? I could interpret for you," she offered. She explained hesitantly that she had never interpreted before, but she was willing to try. We began praying for people, and amazing things.